You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome Gerald Washington, the Executive Director of the United Way of Murray-Calloway County, as well as Denise O'Shaughnessy, Assistant Professor of Accounting here at Murray State University, and accounting students Hannah Tucker and Niles Shimwell. You're both site coordinators, I believe, for the VITA program?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to all of you. It's a full house today. We spoke about this last year, but I'm guessing a lot of people listening don't remember that conversation. So who wants to explain the VITA program and the services that's being offered by it?
I'll go ahead and start off. Good morning to you all out there in Murray, Kentucky. My name is Niles Shimwell. I'm a senior accounting student, actually, in Dr. O'Shaughnessy's tax class. So I'll just give you a little background information on what we do with VITA. It's a program that we've been doing for about 40 plus years. We started in 1976. It was a program sponsored by the IRS, who has graced us with the opportunity to provide a service for our community. And so we've actually had the privilege of partnering with the United Way. And the key to all this is we get to help you all right after the Christmas holidays. I know it's a real busy time and taxes are coming up. We just want to provide this service for free to help you all to, you know, just lift a weight off of you all's shoulder. That's pretty much it. We're just grateful to be able to do something like this for you all. So
I think most people listening are probably like, okay, free, what's the catch? Well, I mean, the catch is that students like yourselves get some real life experience, right?
Exactly, exactly. We've had a lot of good students come through our program, and just being able to partner with you all out in the community gives us practical experience, and just communicate with you all just to build a relationship with the community. So it's fun times.
And is it important to get this real applicable experience with helping people do their actual taxes? I mean, Hannah, this is different than just learning about it in the classroom, right?
It absolutely is. I mean, we learn a lot of the laws and how to apply them to an extent in the classroom, but when we have the opportunity to do legitimate tax returns, it really does make you pull on that information you learned in the class and apply it, and it really helps you memorize it and understand it to a fuller extent.
Has there been an instance of a tax issue that you weren't qualified to handle? I don't know any other way to put it. Can you pretty much deal with any kind of issue that a member of the community has with their taxes?
I feel like we absolutely can, because we are provided booklets with tax laws. We have the ability to research it. Dr. O'Shaughnessy is always with us, and she's a genius in tax law. So we will always have someone that is qualified to handle a certain level of tax return. We have different levels of people to do tax returns. We have basic, advanced, and foreign. So we have just different people that have a specific level of qualification that allows them to handle a certain difficulty of tax return.
Why do you think that taxes and tax day is so stressful to people? It ranks up there with getting a root canal as far as things that people don't want to do.
Because people don't want to pay money.
Is it just a matter of just taking it step by step and knowing the process, and right, your average person's not going to know the process? Is that where the stress comes from?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. People are a little scared of it because they know if they do it wrong and they get audited, there's penalties and interest, and it gets very stressful when you think of some of the consequences. But when you have someone help you along with it, help you through the process, and that can ensure you a proper return, you're going to feel a lot better.
About how many community members does this VITA program help each year?
So we have really grown our program over the last 3 years. When I first started, we had about 18 volunteers. I just trained this last weekend 49. So our students are really engaged. They go through a 2-day training course. They have to take IRS certified tax law exams. So they are certified to do these returns. As Hannah mentioned, there's three different levels, and each one is a more advanced exam. We put our volunteers in groups of two. They never do it on their own. I'm always there answering any and all questions. And yes, as you had stated, there's always something different and weird that comes up, but we know where to search that out. And then I personally review every single return before we e-file. And so we e-file for the federal level. At the state level, we've had returns that had 8 different states, and we're very capable to do that. The IRS sponsors the program, so we have access to their tax software. And so it's free to the public, and we get to practice our skills, and I get to help students have real life experience, build their resumes, for them to experience what it's going to be in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that awareness for the services offered by the VITA program, is it getting out there, word to the community, that this is a service that they can take advantage of?
Yes, I'm so proud of our students. They've done such a good job that we have grown the program, and with the help of United Way, which has helped us so much get the word out. When I first started, we were doing about 95 returns. We did close to 500 last year. So we're working on the wait time. We don't like our clients to have to wait a long time, so we're trying to work on that this year. But yes, so we've really grown the program, and people are just so appreciative and so grateful that they have someone to explain it to them and understand all the new tax laws. You know, the tax laws changed. They changed the forms in 2018. They changed them again for this year. You know, they got to justify their jobs, so they keep getting creative. So, but we're able to explain that to them in detail.
And how long have you been working with the United Way to get the word out in the community?
Since I started here.
It's been quite a while, I think. Yeah. We've been around 32 years, and I don't recall ever not being about a program involved with United Way. It is a community outreach. We go to daycares, senior citizen center, retirement homes, and make sure that they're aware of it. And we, in fact, take the overflow from the senior citizen center because they don't have the capacity to handle the seniors who really do want assistance and stress relief. But let me also add that this is an outreach program that talks about, that's part of United Way's values, and it is for financial literacy, so that people are aware that what do you do if you get a refund? How can you make good choices that help in your financial decisions that help improve your life? We have steps like go over your basic needs first, then talk about medical or car needs, but things that kind of have a priority order of what you can do with those refunds so that you make good decisions, and good decisions lead to financial security. So for us, it's a very critical question for us.
Does one need to live in Callaway County to use the VITA program at Murray State?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. Just regional, just to be able to
sure.
come in person and,
yes.
and to meet? That's
yes.
really the only qualification?
Yeah, so that's why, as I mentioned, we've done several different states. So we have students from all over, and we can mm-hmm. help all of them with any state that's out there.
That's mm-hmm. fabulous. Well, what else do our listeners need to know about this VITA program and this remarkable service that you're providing?
Well, what is most important is just acknowledging who it's for. It's for all students, including international students, faculty, Murray State employees, any individual from the community. As long as your income level is under $60,000, that's about where we cap it off. You just need to know to bring your photo ID, your Social Security card, or a copy of it with your student ID if you're a student. You need your 2019 W-2s, 1099s, and other related documents. If you are wanting to do direct deposit, if you qualify for it, bring your bank routing and account numbers. And if it's available to you, don't worry if it's not. A copy of your 2018 tax return will be helpful. But if you do not have that, it's not that big of a deal. VITA is in the business building in room 353. If you're unfamiliar with the business building or that section of campus, there will be indicators posted. And there are 5 sessions in total, 2 in February 21st and 28th from noon to 4, and 2 in March and 1 in April, March 6th and 27th and April 3rd from noon to 6 p.m.
And these are all on Friday, and I'm all willing Fridays. To bet that they get a little more crowded the closer we get to tax day.
Yes, right? Absolutely. And there is additional contact information. We have flyers posted around town, on campus, and there's more contact information towards the accounting department. And the accounting department's phone number is 270-809-4193. If anyone has any additional questions, we would always be happy to answer those.
Anything else?
I think we're aware of parking, that if you have some fear of parking, generally it's worked out. They've managed to get access
yes.
to the
so
building.
So if you're not a student, if you just bring us your license plate number, I've already set it up where you'll have free parking, and we'll meet you at the door. We get you your license plate number into the system, and so you will be free to go with free parking.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. It's the only good news I'm sure people have heard as tax day approaches.
Free taxes, free parking. We're good.
Well, Hannah and Denise and Niles and Gerald, thank you all so much for coming by and telling us about this essential offering to the public.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
Thank you so much.